Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Okay, Taylor Swift is trending this morning. She's going to be headlining the Amazon Music Prime Day concert. Yes, Prime Day is now so big that there is going to be a Prime Day concert. And they got pretty much the biggest star in the world to headline it. The show's going to be live streamed on Amazon Prime Video on July 10th. Now, Jane Lynch, she's going to be hosting the event. The show will also feature performances from Dua Lipa, SZA, Becky G. This is all a kickoff to the big two-day Amazon Prime sale on July 15th and 16th. They're really going all out for this.
Seriously, did you say where is it happening?
I want to say it's in New York.
Okay,
I think,
it's in New York, the actual concert?
I think so. Don't quote me on that, but yeah, it's really turning out to be a huge thing.
Shopping and watching Taylor Swift at the same time. Enjoy your Prime Day.
I have to say, though, I buy so much on Amazon Prime. Like, that's my source for everything. I bought 3 things off of it yesterday, probably 2 things a day before, like just tons of stuff. But I've never had to return something. So this week was the first time I ever had to return something on Amazon Prime. And I have to say, they make it so easy. I didn't realize how easy it was. And I know you've mentioned this before, just how easy returns are. But I got like a blouse. And it was just too, it was just too big. It was just like, I did not like how it hung off of me. It made me look so boxy. So I was like, do I just keep it? Is it worth the whole trouble? So I look up and they're like, just, do you want to return it? Okay. So then they email me this code and they're like, drop it off at any UPS store. You don't even have to pack it. We'll pack it. Literally that evening, I got an email saying it's been credited to my account.
Refund comes in
right
away.
Exact same day. I couldn't believe it. It was so easy.
It is fun walking into that UPS store with just your item and just give it. Here you go.
That's so
funny. And they take it and they box it up and everything. I had to do an odd one recently too. It was something my wife bought and just walking back. Oh, it was a piggy bank. She was going to a kid's birthday party. So she bought the kid a piggy bank. But it was a gigantic, it was huge. The piggy bank was huge. It's just not what she wanted. So I had to walk in with this big old piggy bank and give it to the girl. And she's like, thank you. I'm like, you're going to box that thing up. She's like, yep. I'm like, all right. Thank you.
How do they do that? Like, that's just, or do they just put it in a van and then they take it back to Amazon?
They just carry it out in the open.
I am just so impressed with that. So that is trending this morning. Work romance is trending. A new survey says that romance at work mostly remains hidden. 1 in 3 respondents have been involved in a workplace relationship and 27% hid it from everyone at work. 83% of people say they are open to a romantic relationship at work or they didn't care. So a large majority of people don't think it's that big of a deal.
My only work romance was with my now wife. She was my intern. And when we were dating, we did hide it at the office.
Yeah, you just didn't want... When did you decide to go public with it?
Probably like 2 days after her internship ended.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes, I mean, it can make you uncomfortable. It can make the people around you uncomfortable. I don't think it's a big deal. I've worked with tons of couples that have had relationships. I think for the most part, people keep things very professional.
We would still go out in public together during the day. We'd go to the mall or something. We'd grab lunch or dinner. And I've always said, if the first time someone sees us, we'll play it off like we're just
having a meeting.
She wanted to have lunch and talk about some radio stuff. So we could play it off the first time we see it. We're seen in public, but after that, we'll just come clean. And no one ever saw us, or at least no one ever said anything to us about seeing us in public.
Yeah, the truth is, I think we get so paranoid that everyone's watching us.
Yeah.
But people are so wrapped up in their own lives, they probably don't even notice you. And that's really sad. Like, people, you probably walk by coworkers, and they were just so wrapped up in their own lives that they didn't even notice that you guys were together. It's so sad. So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning, the Dixie Chicks are trending. They are working on their first new album together in 13 years. Natalie Maines, Emily, and Marty took to Instagram, and this was funny. They used the Snapchat baby filter, And this is how they made the announcement together.
Dixie Chicks album coming
someday.
And that producer, that last voice there, that's producer Jack Antonoff saying someday. So I don't know if the album's called Someday or if they're just saying the album will be out someday.
Someday.
I'm not sure. But their last album, Taking the Long Way, won the Grammy for Album of the Year back in 2006.
Just want some more Dixie Chicks?
It's been a while. I wouldn't be surprised if they end up here in Vegas.
Or residency?
Dixie
or just
Chicks
something,
residency.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I've not heard a single thing, but I just have some. I have one of those weird psychic feelings that I usually get that they're actually preparing for that somewhere in town.
It'd be great. Well. What was the one, Earl? Your cousin Earl or Uncle
Earl
Earl's
had
dead? Who was Earl? Her ex-husband?
The ex-husband. He was a jerk.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a jerk. Nobody cared.
So they killed him?
Yeah. It wasn't the most politically correct song, but hey, yeah, whatever.
Come on.
And then finally this morning, Arby's is trending. So Arby's, they've created vegetables in response to the fake meat trend. So we're talking about those meat options like Beyond and Impossible. A lot of restaurants are starting to serve those for those who don't like to eat meat. And they're going the opposite direction. They're saying, if you don't like to eat vegetables, we've got something for you. They're called vegetables. This faux food, it's apparently going to be a series of theirs. So the first vegetable that they've made is called the Merit, which is a meat-based carrot, and it looks just like a carrot, but it's made out of turkey breast, and that turkey breast is cooked, and then it's rolled into a dried carrot juice powder for nutrition and coloring before they roast it for an hour. Unfortunately, if you're in the market for a Merit, you're out of luck. I guess they're just in the development phase on this stuff, and you can't purchase any of it at this time, but we'll post a picture of it. You got to see this. It's really kind of creepy how it looks just like a carrot, but then you look at it knowing it's made out of meat. And it, that
probably more
surprised
when you bite into it too as well. Thinking maybe it's a carrot.
Like, I like turkey, but I don't know if I want a turkey that looks like a carrot. That whole thing messes with my mind.
Are there chicken nuggets that are shaped like carrots and broccoli, but they're actually chicken nuggets?
Oh, my daughter has a dinosaur-shaped chicken nugget.
Dinosaur, that's what it is. Okay.
They're good, too. Oh, yeah. I had one the other night. I'm like, these are so good. Why have I not been eating these? Oh, my gosh. So that is what's trending for Friday, June 28th.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.